message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, our God, the Lord, is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. May the God of abounding grace, love, and mercy grant to each of you that marvelous peace which can be found only in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. In the New Covenant book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the writer records a list of men and women who pleased God through their faith. Included among that great list are such persons as Enoch, Abraham, Moses, and David. The writer also refers to some who, through faith, quenched the violence of fire. The writer does not say that it was their faith that quenched the fire, but rather that it quenched the violence of fire. That is a very important distinction. There is every possibility that the writer had in mind God's protection of the three Hebrew young men, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who are better known to us as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The account of their victorious faith is found in Daniel 3. Throughout the ages of time, God's people have had to face the fires of persecution, troubles, and stress. God never promised immunity. On the contrary, he warned his people to expect it. In the prophecy of Isaiah, God says, "When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." The New Covenant writer Peter writes, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Mashiach's sufferings." In Daniel chapter 3, we see three conspicuous groups standing out in sharp contrast with each other. There is the king, inflated with pride and self-aggrandizement. The treacherous Chaldeans, guilty of base ingratitude and jealousy. And there is the three Hebrews, distinguished for their faith. Some time after Daniel's interpretation of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, recorded in Daniel chapter 2, the king chose to erect a 90-foot-high statue of gold. With this action coming so soon after Daniel's interpretation of the dream, where he had pointed out that the king was the head of gold, it can be safely assumed that that is where the king got the idea for the erection of this statue. What is noticeable is that in chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar is the head of gold, while here the entire statue is made of gold. All evidence seems to indicate that King Nebuchadnezzar was rebelling against God's revelation that Babylon would one day come to an end. The image represented Nebuchadnezzar's defiant claim to universal and abiding sovereignty over his greatly expanded empire. The royal demands were that when the band played, all within sound of the music were to bow down and worship the image. There were to be no exceptions. Refusal would be regarded as treason and punishable by death in a blazing, fiery furnace. These three young men were faced with a dilemma. to worship the image would violate the first two of God's Ten Commandments, which clearly forbids the making of any image for the purpose of worship and of bowing down to them. This would bring them into conflict with God and earn the fullness of his wrath. To refuse to worship the image would lead to the fury of the king. Once again, the faith of these young men enabled them to refuse to sacrifice the truth of God on the altar of expediency. They remained standing while everyone else prostrated themselves in obedience to the king. Motivated by jealousy, certain Chaldean leaders reported their disobedience to the king. His response was rather predictable. His fury knew no bounds, and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were called to give an account. At first, Nebuchadnezzar could hardly believe it. "Is it true?" he said, not understanding why anyone would willingly throw their lives away. In an attitude of consideration, he even offered the trio another chance. "Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of music, if ye worship not, who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Without realizing it, Nebuchadnezzar had issued a challenge which afforded Yahweh, the God of heaven, to display his sovereign power. The response of the three young men is classic. "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." These three Hebrew men, strong in their faith in Yahweh, knew that this pagan king would never understand their decision. Instead, we see them simply entrusting their all to God. Theirs was an implicit faith in Yahweh. Unable to tolerate this challenge to his sovereignty, especially by conquered captives, with distorted face, Nebuchadnezzar ordered the furnace heated 7 times. Bound in their coats, their hats, and their other garments, they were cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. Sitting opposite the furnace, Nebuchadnezzar was able to behold all that took place. The interesting thing is this. He saw more than he was expecting. He was expecting the fiery destruction of some rebellious captives. Instead, as he stared into the furnace, the king saw something that totally astonished him. There were 5 things that caught the king's attention in that furnace. First, there were 4 persons, not 3, walking in the middle of the furnace. Second, not one of them was bound. Third, all 4 persons were walking around unhindered. Fourth, all 4 persons appeared quite unhurt by the raging flames. And fifth, the 4th person, he declared, looked like the Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar's reference to the 4th person as a Son of God grew out of his pagan understanding that the gods were able to have children. This was his way, his pagan way, of saying that the 4th person looked like a divine or supernatural being. This thought is reinforced in verse 28, where the 4th person is spoken of as an angel. The Aramaic word translated angel is one also used for deity. Who was that 4th person that walked so freely with the 3 Hebrew young men? I believe it was the God of heaven in a pre-incarnate appearance of his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. It is significant that the great pre-captivity prophet Isaiah recorded this promise of God: "When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. It didn't take Nebuchadnezzar long to realize that he had been defeated. Summoning them from the furnace, he referred to them as servants of the Most High God. His amazement was even greater as he examined them and noted that these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. God overwhelmingly demonstrated that there was a God who could deliver these young men out of the king's hand. While Nebuchadnezzar did not acknowledge Yahweh as the only God of heaven, he was on the way. In this story, we see that the promised domination of the Jewish people by Gentile powers, as noted in chapter 2, would be characterized by persecution, but also by their miraculous preservation. Here is a lesson of hope for all true believers. It is possible to remain true and strong and faithful in one's faith, even in the midst of severe trial. Here also is a demonstration that whether God preserves his children from trouble or sees them through it, he will never leave them nor forsake them. That is his solemn promise. He has also promised that he will not allow his people to be tested beyond their level of endurance. The New Covenant writer Paul, knowing the ancient promise of the Lord, wrote to the Christian church in Corinth, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." My dear radio listener, are you facing pressures and problems that is putting your faith in the Lord to the test? Do not be afraid. If you have placed your faith and trust in Yeshua HaMashiach, he will not leave you nor forsake you. He has promised to be with you even to the end of the age. Shalom. May the God of peace be your portion.